Great. Thank you, everybody, for singing. I'm going to ask Chris to come up and give me a hand up here. One of the joys, Chris. You never know what's going to be landed on you. So, but there you are. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to dress Chris up as something, and I want to see if you can guess what he's dressed as. Any idea? Yeah? Can cope with that? Yep. Can you cope with that? Yeah, you can. Right. Just you face that way. You're all right. Don't worry. So you can pop this on, Chris. It's always a good fit, this. Well, that.
Sorry, I'm getting that bag off again.
Well, that. Right. Well, we have. We've also got a belt for it here. I've got a special belt for that, so you can pop that around. And we've even got a special extension to the belt in case that's needed. You can put this on here. So there we go. Yeah. So there's a belt for you. So we can get around the middle there. Any ideas?
Farmer?
A farmer? You reckon? You reckon Joshua's a farmer? Why do you think he's a farmer? The clothes? You reckon? Could be. You know what to do with that, do you? What do you reckon, Joshua? Does he look more like a farmer now, does he? Huh? What do you think, Alexander? Farmer, all right. Any idea what sort of a farmer? Any idea what sort of a farmer? If I had this. What's this? What's that? Do you know what it is? Amelia, do you know what it is? It is a walking stick. It's a special walking stick. He's going to tell me. Sophie, can you tell me? It's a shepherd. He's a shepherd, yeah. And this is a shepherd's crook for catching sheep. You can also use this for getting Presbyterians out of back pews. But it's a shepherd's crook. It is indeed. It's a shepherd's crook. Doesn't he look like a shepherd? Doesn't he look like a shepherd, doesn't he? He does, you know, don't think he does. Yeah, he does look very shepherd-like. Stevie read us a story that Jesus told about a shepherd who had 100 sheep. And every night when he brought those sheep in, he would count them all, and he would count from 1 all the way up to 100, and it would take a long time, but he would count them all in as they came in, and he'd count them all carefully. I know some little people who play hide and seek, and they count to 100. So they hide, and they count to 100. But you know how they count? They say, 1, 2, skip a few, 99, 100. And they get there very quickly. But he didn't do that. He counted them all very carefully. And then one night, as he was counting his sheep in, he counted them all in, and 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and, oh, 100 wasn't there. So he had to count them again. And he counted them again carefully, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100 wasn't there. One was missing. So what was the shepherd going to do? Sometimes, going to look for him, he did. Yes. No, just you say here, don't go looking at us just yet. He could have said, you know what, I've got 99 nice, healthy sheep. I'm not going to be bothered going after that one. That one's not really important. I'll just forget about that one. I'll look after the 99 that I've got, but that one that's lost, it's not really important. I'll just let it go. He could have said that, but he didn't. He could have said, I know which sheep that is. That's that silly sheep that's always getting into trouble, always getting stuck in hedges, always getting lost out of the way. That's that silly sheep that's always getting into trouble. I can't be bothered running after that sheep again. But he didn't. You're quite right. He went looking for him. And he went, all dressed, ready for the weather, with his shepherd's crook, and he found the sheep. And he brought it back home, and he was really, really happy that he'd found the sheep, because the sheep was important. And even though it could be a silly sheep and get lost and get stuck, still important to him. The shepherd went out and found that one sheep. Now, Jesus told us that story not just so that Chris could be a good shepherd and chase after sheep. Jesus told us that story because it helps us understand a wee bit about God's love. There are some times when you think maybe, I'm only wee. I'm not very important. I'm not very big. I'm not very special. I don't really matter. But God loves you so much that he sent Jesus to come and to look for you and to find you and to bring you home. He could have thought, do you know what? That's that wee boy that always gets into trouble. That's that wee boy that's always such a pain. That's that wee girl that's always doing the wrong thing. He could have said that, but he didn't. He knows all that, and he sent Jesus to come and look for us and to find us and bring us home. And the Bible says that when somebody welcomes Jesus, when Jesus finds them and he lifts them in his arms, the Bible says all of heaven has a party. All of heaven rejoices, has a party, because you come home. So I want you to remember the lost sheep. There were 99 of them, but one, that one, the shepherd went and looked and found him. Jesus loves you. Even though you feel small and unimportant, think you don't matter, Jesus loves you. Even though you've done things that are wrong and got lost from God, Jesus loves you and wants you to come home so that there can be a party in heaven for you. That's what the Girls Brigade and Boys Brigade are about. Helping you to know the love of Jesus and then helping you to love Jesus all through your life. That's why we meet every week. That's why these leaders and helpers give their time every week to help you to know that Jesus loves you, as you just sung, Jesus loves me, this I know. That's what we want. We want you in GB and BB to be able to sing, I know that Jesus loves me. Even though at times I don't think I really matter, even though at times I get it wrong and get lost, Jesus loves me. That's the most important thing you will learn. Thank you for listening. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you that you do love us and care for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came and lived amongst us and died for us and rose again so that in you we might find the love of God for us. So help us, whether we're young or old, whether we're in our GB and BB companies or not, help us, we pray, to know that Jesus is looking for us. And help us then to find his love so that there may be a party in heaven for us. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.